This call is being recorded.
Bobby.
Hello, Thomas.
How are you?
Doing well, thank you. How about yourself?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you for your registration. I appreciate that.
I was wondering that. I went to the website just a few minutes ago to check. I didn't see it there, but I got confirmation from PayPal.
Yeah. Jason goes in and does that manually.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, once we get the submission in, we get an email that triggers, and then he goes in and puts them in.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, we're a bit anybody early.
Else? Anybody else on except you and I?
Just us two right now.
Okay, I'll be quick about this. Heads up, I'm coming down. I'll be down Sunday. Probably stay through Friday or Saturday. Probably stay through Saturday morning.
It's all oh, wow. When are you driving down here?
Sunday.
Oh, my gosh, dude. You better plan your trip accordingly.
I understand because of the solar eclipse, and that's one of the reasons we're going down to spend some time with the oldest grandson.
Cool. They're expecting, I heard, 1.4 million visitors. So
we got there hopefully by Sunday afternoon sometime. It's Sunday. It's a weekend, so that might help.
Are you, remind me, you cut across to Columbus and then go down through Ohio, or do you go through West Virginia?
Columbus, down to Cincinnati. Down to Louisville, around Louisville, down 65, down to Nashville.
Okay. Yeah, just be careful because 65 has got that construction just south of Louisville and right near Elizabethton.
Yep.
So, word to the wise.
Yep. Just
Are you just on your phone, or did you conference in on Uber conference?
I am trying. I'll try it one more time, but I'm doing the uberconference.com/WVU PICAP. I'm not getting in. It's showing it on my. It says uberconference, but it's not going anywhere.
Well, it started, so try it one more time. See what happens.
Sure.
I'm going to beat up tonight for the thing. No homework. That reminded me, you have a lot of stuff to sign that I forgot to get to do. Like a bunch of syllabuses.
Yeah, I'm
going to
Any luck yet?
No, I'm going another route. So.
Are you by your? Well, you're on your computer. Do you have your email open?
Yep.
All right, let me send you the link. Just see if you can click on the link. Right. Just sent the link.
Okay, I did another route and I got it.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure. Can you see that agenda?
Yeah, and I printed out the agenda last night, so if we need
Okay.
is there anything different.
Right. Okay. I just wanted to make sure you could see it, that I'm doing it correctly. You just be my guinea pig. Hey, what about, maybe if you're in town, if, just trying to think, what does my schedule look like? You want to try to do lunch while you're here?
Sure. So Monday is kind of out because of the,
yeah, I got one of my good buddies is coming in from New York. So
don't worry. So I'm open. I think we'll stay through to Saturday morning. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday look good. If got nothing else.
Let me just check, because I'm usually up that way. I would not be sad if you wanted to go back and have another Vietnamese meal.
Surely. Sounds super. Super. Speaking about that, my nephew just got married in Chicago this past weekend.
Oh, yeah.
He and his new bride, they're in Vietnam right now for their honeymoon.
They went to Vietnam for their honeymoon? Oh, my gosh.
Yes, sir. And because Vietnam is such a, it is now, it's kind of like Cuba. They're communist countries, but they're so, still have their mystique.
Man, I bet you the airfare is probably the most expensive part of the whole trip.
Yep. And they live in Germany. He's in the Navy Intelligence.
Oh my gosh. Where in Germany?
Ballerina. And they are in Stuttgart, Germany. That's where they live.
Man, I was in Stuttgart. Well, I passed through Stuttgart. That's a beautiful part of the country.
So they've lived there the last 5 years.
Oh, man.
So they're going to spend 10, maybe 12 days in Vietnam, sail down the Mekong, and the last 5 days they're going to spend at a spa in all places, Da Nang.
Oh, my gosh.
which was, for anybody who knows about Vietnam, that was big. That was a big Marine battle there in 69, Da Nang. So it's now a place for tourists to go.
Crazy.
Absolutely.
Oh, all right. Let's see if the boys show up.
There's Baldwin.
There's Mr. Baldwin.
What's up?
How you doing? You're off the hook. Matthew's taking Sean home. Matthew's bringing Sean. Twan, are you on and we just missed you? That was weird. Hello, Ken.
Hello, Ken's here.
Hey, buddy. We're going to get started in just a few minutes.
Okay. I am in line for my six-year-old weigh-in for football season. So I'm going to put you guys on mute so you don't have to hear all the parents.
No worries. Juan is in.
Yes, I'm in.
We're going to give it a few more minutes. We wanted to give just a couple guys. They were going to be just a few minutes late, so I just want to stretch it out before we get going. Well, we had Ken. He dropped off. No, John was going to have a tough time joining us. Patrick was in a Patrick Farley was in a meeting. He was going to be a little bit late. Patrick Folio has some work conflicts. He's going to try to jump on. And everyone else I'm expecting. So, one more minute, we're going to start at 5:05.
I'm here, Tom, if you didn't know.
Well, hello. Hello, Mike Turner.
Hello, Thomas Bagley.
Oh, Jason, you jumped in on the R line. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's me. Right.
Perfect. Since John is not here, I'm going to do my best to take minutes and also administer the call. So bear with me. All right, let me call this meeting to order. I call the regular board of directors August meeting to order. And I'm going to take roll now. Let's start with our regional leaders. Bob Lochner?
Here.
Anthony Grayley?
Here.
Ken Burko?
Here.
Great. Our historian, Patrick Farley. VP Chief Risk Officer, Jordan Feathers. VP Fundraising, Craig Winkleman. VP Chief Information Officer, Jason Hyatt.
Here.
Secretary and Chief Communications Officer, John George. Treasurer and Chief Financial Officer, Patrick Folio. Vice President, Chief Operating Officer, Eric Baldwin.
Present.
Executive Vice President, Matt Laffa. And President and Chief Executive Officer, Tom Begley, I'm present. Great. Can I have a motion to dispense with the reading of last month's minutes, please?
I'm Bob Lochner. I motion that we dispense the reading of the minutes.
Can I have a second, please?
Second, Baldwin.
Without objection, we're going to dispense, and we're going to go right into our meetings. Before I ask you guys just to let me know what's going on and a quick one for our regional leaders, just a quick plea from you guys. If you would, sometime this week, please email or your Facebook page note on homecoming asking guys to register. Okay, let's start with Pittsburgh and Bob.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Tom. I think I'm hoping you all have seen by now. It was on August the 6th, Sunday, August 6th. There was a small group of us from the Pittsburgh section set up with a Journey of Hope North Leg as they traveled on their way from San Francisco to D.C. And it was neat as it was last year. Fine group of young men. There was 35 riders. Although we didn't get to see them ride in, we got to spend a little bit of time with them. Good fellowship. And it was a great, great time. And as a sidebar, how things are tied up with Brotherhood, I got just a unsanctioned Facebook message from a guy who's out of Uniontown, who's a Slippery Rock grad, had nothing to do with Pi Kappa Phi, but his local group of the Knights of Columbus hosted these guys on in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Uniontown, if you don't know, is about 60 miles south of Pittsburgh. And this Knights of Columbus did a kind of a Brotherhood dinner for them for the Journey of Hope team. And these kids told them about what the group from Pittsburgh did by giving them a nice gift card for Panera. And it was nice to get some great feedback. So that was unexpected, but it was great to hear.
Excellent. So you guys got to see them and just shake hands for a little bit?
Yeah, we got to spend maybe a half hour with them because they were on their way to a dinner in downtown Pittsburgh. And the place we saw them at where they were last year, it's called the Woodlands Foundation, which is tucked in the hills of northern Pittsburgh. A real beautiful place. You wouldn't know it was there if you didn't drive to it. So, but it was just like it was last year. But I'll tell you what, logistically trying to get with these guys because they have a pretty tight, strict schedule. And you guys out of Charleston and in Charlotte may already know that, but trying to get with them is a tough deal. But we got to spend some quality time, and we'll try to work better on logistics next year if we get ever, because they've got dinner schedules, lunch schedules, and they're meeting their friendship visits. They call them friendship visits. They're pretty tight. So, but anyhow, we got to do our time with them. It was a good time, and they enjoyed it because we got feedback unexpectedly from a group out of Uniontown, Pennsylvania.
Fantastic.
Hey, Bob, this is Anthony. Was that the Tuan? Was it during lunch that you guys joined them, or what?
It was in between. We gave them gift cards that they could use on their journey because they already had their schedule set for. They got there around 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, August 6th, and they had already had a dinner scheduled, and they had that dinner, like I said, Uniontown on Monday, August 7th. And then Tuesday, August 8th, they were leaving on their way to D.C., which I'm thinking the journey should be already over by now. They may already have made it to D.C. So we could never schedule a dinner, so we just gave them gift cards, and they like that. They could use them at their discretion probably for breakfast or lunch.
Guys, it's 67. I'm sorry I'm late. I just am actually still on the road on the car, so... If this is the last conversation we have, I'm proud to be a Pi Cap.
Thanks for joining.
The meeting up at Woodlands Foundation was incredibly good, but as Bob mentioned, because Woodlands Foundation is one of the oldest charities of the Ability Experience, they've been coming there for many, many years. That schedule is tight as hell. They literally arrived and were sweating in their outfits when they sat down to have pictures taken with us and were then already in the vans to leave to go somewhere when we were pulling out of the parking lot. To get to spend time with them, I think we need to, like, right now start working with next year's schedule to try to get on that schedule for the Pittsburgh stop because – They were getting in the vans to go downtown to one of the largest bicycle museums that was sponsoring a dinner.
Yeah.
It's just hard to do to spend more than, a half hour we thought was pretty good this year.
Yeah, I'll get to that in my report because I had two conversations, one with Basil Lyman, the head of Ability Experience, and his second in command, Andrew Matsenak. So I'll get to that. But yeah, we'll coordinate that a lot better next year for all of our regions. But thank you. That's really good.
I want to add one thing, if I can. Happened? It was just less than 6 weeks prior to the Pittsburgh section taking off. I'm sorry, from the Journey of Hope leaving San Francisco, their leader left his position, so they had to fill in at the very last minute. So maybe the prior coordination probably would have been moot anyhow, because that's the guy who was in charge of the North leg left the Journey of Hope. So
Yeah, that was something that we talked about too. So it just, they really appreciated our effort. So it's okay. Don't worry about it. Just want to also mention that Mike Turner is also on the call. So thank you for joining us, Mike. And just in the interest of keeping up with that, Mike, would you like to just take a moment and update us on anything that you have of importance? You want to take us off mute? Hello, Mike Turner.
He hit the hang up button, not mute.
All right, we'll get back to him. That's fine. Ken, if you are so inclined while you were standing in line, do you want to give us a quick update or would you wait on that?
Yeah, no, I stepped outside the door. I'm just peeking in through the window. So I don't really have anything. Nothing's gone on here in the last month. I gave my update for our ability experience, and I don't have anything new to report here for the last month other than we are going to begin now thinking about what we're going to do in the fall as far as getting with the local headquarters. And it looked like there was an opportunity for a 5K or something like that. I haven't spent any time looking at it yet, but that's something I intend to do now or as soon as the kids go back to school.
Cool. Good deal. I appreciate that. That's good stuff. Tuan, you got anything?
No big updates or anything. We were I wasn't able to make the ability experience this year. I just got too slammed at work. I did put the announcement out, but nobody made it. A little background on the one in Charleston, though. The timing on there is very good. We hit a place that they are able to come right off the road. They feed them lunch. They're there with kids. You really got an hour there. I mean they're doing things with the kids, but there's so many of them, you're able to do a lot of things with them. So it works out perfect for Charleston. So as far as upcoming things, probably planning to do an away game, sort of tailgate at maybe Phil Michaels' house. He's offered to do that. And other than getting the communications out to try to get some guys up for homecoming, that's all I got to report.
All right, great. It looks like right now, just tentatively, just an FYI, it looks like Phil's, he said he can't think of why he wouldn't be there. And Webster, looks like he'll be in town for us this year, just so you know.
Okay.
So that would be good. Even if we have not officially named a new person, Eric, would you like to give an update for the Baltimore DC region?
Well, I don't know if Pat has anything for the tailgate, but that's the next thing coming up. And it sounds like there's going to be quite the crowd. I actually just got back from the beach with like Cook, Lamprum, Gata, Boog, Tim Johnson, a few others, and it sounded like there was going to be quite the crowd coming from all over the place. So if you want to announce that in your regions and pump it up, there will definitely be a tailgate and a lot of people there to partake.
Well, on that note, and I'll tell this to Patrick if when he can join us, we've got to get the communication out ASAP. In fact, that should have been done a while ago and that kind of slipped through, and that's fine. I think there was some, so there was a little confusion about exactly what we were going to be doing. So we got to get the communication out if there's going to be a group of people, and we'll do that. So thank you. I appreciate that. All right. I don't think we have anybody from New York, New Jersey area. So let's transition into our office reports and Brother Farley, our historian.
I don't have anything historical to report.
Okay, report. Jordan, did you happen to jump on? Vice President, Chief Risk Officer? All right. Dr. Wynn, are you on? He told me he was going to be on, and he's not on. Talked to him this morning, but it was good to hear from him. I'm sorry, I'm trying to type in and administer at the same time. Jason, you're up. Vice President, Chief Information Officer.
All right. Well, to the historic things happening, Brother Farley, as of yesterday, been with the chapter 3.9 decades. So, historical. But as far as my report, I'm still working on ramping up. I've updated the web page. We sent out the communication yesterday, the 2-year year in review that Tom had typed up. I got that to Facebook and Twitter. Right now, we're working on promoting homecoming. I'll put another blurb out there about the tailgate in DC. I'll also share that through the official social media, since that is going to be an officially sponsored event. And then we can get an email out later in the week reminding everybody about that, because it does sound like it's going to be a good turnout. And hopefully we can get some of those people in for homecoming. But other than that, right now, we're trying to ramp up communications about homecoming. Don't have a follower count on everything. We haven't got a whole lot of new followers to Facebook or Twitter, though. So been trying to sponsor some events. We've been getting a lot of more people looking at stuff. But the big thing right now is we need to get some people registered for homecoming if you're going, and get some people driven to the website, make sure we have contact info update. There's been a few people that have reached out, or that Tom said, hey, update his email, and we don't have any contact info. So if you guys could just mention it, I'm going to try to post it a little more about the updating info too, because we got our core people all updated. Now we want to try to drive some people that we just don't have, don't have listed, that, you know, we want to get communication with, that we want to reach out to, try to get into some events. But other than that, database still updating as it comes along. And like I said, social media right now, the big push is for homecoming, trying to get people in for that. And then we'll have a little push here for the DC game. Try to drive some traffic to that. Todd's on the Facebook pages now, so he can post also to the alumni chapter. I know he's put a few things out there. But I know he's pretty pumped about getting it going. So I think that'll be a good way to start off the football season, to get that rolling. So,
yeah. I just want to make sure whatever we're doing for that Virginia Tech game, we're using the leverage to homecoming and making sure we find out who guys that are coming. We get them to register quickly. So I'll talk about that a little bit in mind. One thing that I would like for you to work on too, or just think about, if not fully implementing as soon as you can, maybe picking like 5 guys that you know we don't have good information for, and just shooting out either a Facebook message or a email for the, 10 or 12 people around their age, that era, to say, who knows this person? Can you send us an email or a phone number so that we can start getting better contact information? When's the last time you updated Harry with information?
It's been a little while. Honestly, I need to email her my new address. But we haven't had any updates in like full address, everything in a couple months, probably. Let me see when the last one we had was. So the last update we received, July 13th, and that was Ross Perkins updating an address. So I do need to forward that, and Darren Bazaar also. So I do need to forward along. Before that was April. So July 8th and July 13th, we did have 2 recent updates. And then I need to update my own stuff on the database.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations on moving in.
Get busy, Jason. It's not like you moved into a new house or anything.
I know. Well, I still get mail at the old house, so it hasn't sold yet. Anybody looking to move to Parkersburg, though? Got a nice deal.
I bet you do.
But, all right, yeah, I'll work on that. I keep saying I want to do it. I'll try to get something out here in the next couple of weeks. I'll just add a spot to the website, like a Where Are They Now? And then we'll drive everybody to that, and then I'll share it to the alumni chapter, the group. Because we actually have more members of the group than we have following the page, to try to do that. And to your point, I think maybe I could email, the class before, class after, hey, where are they now? And if anybody has anybody they're wanting to reach out to, they'd like contact info, shoot me an email. I'll get them on that list. But maybe I'll go through the Archon list first and try to pick some people that were an exec. I'll use Pat's list and go from there.
Good. That would be great. I think that's an important one to start with too. So especially as we ramp up for the 40th anniversary. So good. Okay. Thank you. John is not with us. Just a real quick thing. I've asked John and with Jason's help to make sure that we're a lot more consistent with getting the newsletters out in a timely fashion. I really don't care who we highlight and who we do in terms of a profile each month. But the point is to be consistent. So we're going to start to make sure that we start seeing those very much so in a timely manner. Also, talk to him and Jason about making sure that we get the minutes and the recordings up to the website in a much more timely fashion as well. One other thing too, while I'm thinking of it, Jason, is there anyone that you don't have updated bio information for on the board of directors? Are we up to date on everybody?
Yeah, we're good. Baldwin, if you want to double check yours, I copied yours over that we had before for the, I'm sorry, what's his new position? God.
COO.
Other duties as assigned.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's fine. It's pretty recent.
Yeah. So, but no, everybody else I've got one for. And then regional leaders will get that as it goes. But no, we're good there. I got all that updated. I updated Farley from member at large to historian. So that's all up to date. Again, if anybody's got any stories they want, anything, any changes going on, get it to us. You know, if you see a brother's having a kid or something, shoot them an email and ask them to, hey, can I share a pic and get it to me? We'll get it up there. That's the big thing. I just need stuff to put out. My imagination runs dry pretty quick.
Yeah, I hear you. No problem, but good. All right. Patrick is not with us. He had a last-minute conflict, so I apologize. I don't have balance information. I know that we've gotten several PayPal payments for homecoming. So there'll be an additional amount to that that process, and we're in. And I'll get this in my report for homecoming. But we'll have some updated numbers for homecoming soon. One of the other things that I want to make sure that understands that we did not put in the budget that I thought about after the fact, after April. When we got the confirmation that it looks like we'll be back next spring, means that we're going to have to pay for a delegation to get to Supreme Chapter next summer. Associate chapters are also required to have representation, so it is really important to do that. We're going to have to add that into our operational budget for, I think, this year. So add on another couple thousand dollars to what we had already talked about, but we'll make that official within the next month or so.
What's the location next year?
Just Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're gonna have two delegates again. That we, myself, and the constitutionally, it's supposed to be the executive vice president if he defers, and we're gonna open it up again like we did last time. I know Jason raves about it. And would probably hop on a plane again if he doesn't drive up. So
nobody else wants.
I would encourage whoever else start thinking about it now, because I'll keep saying this: it is probably the coolest PICAP national experience I've ever had, and I don't plan on missing these again. So we'll go into that later. All right, next up, our Chief Operating Officer Eric.
All right, so I've started putting like mini job descriptions together so I can start recruiting folks for the ritual advisor, recruitment advisor, new member education, and finance. I don't think I'm forgetting anything. Tell me if I am, Tom.
I think there was one more, but we'll talk about that.
Yeah, so purpose being is to start getting these out and seeing who would be interested in taking those positions. If anyone has anyone in mind that I should reach out to. I would love for you to send me those names and contact information, specifically folks that live, you know, closer to Morgantown than most and have held positions like treasurer or warden or assistant or vice archon and those types of positions. So if you have people in mind, let me know. If not, I'm going to at some point post them out there after I've done a little digging myself. So any assistance is I thank you for.
There's a scholarship advisor is also required under Supreme.
Scholarship advisor, that's the one.
Yep.
Hey, Tom, it's 67. On that particular topic, is there any way we can work with the national organization to tap that 750 alumni that live in the greater Pittsburgh area to send them information saying, hey, we're rebuilding a chapter. Does anybody want to be involved?
Yes, and that's part of what we're doing. Eric and I traded emails with the guy from the national office named Bo Samples, who oversees this for the chapter. Process is once we find the chapter advisor, he brings it in front of Mark Timmy for his approval. And once that's done, then the Council of Advisors, as they're now called, gets filled. Our process, because of how engaged we are, is a tad bit different because we are going to be naming our Council of Advisors. So we'll get that done. Just to give everyone a quick update, we do have one of the spots is officially filled. And I'm pleased to report that Jay Morano will be serving as our ritual advisor. And he will be undergoing something called certified ritualist training here in the next 6 to 8 months. Sorry, I had to let the dog in. So we're on our way. I'm pleased with that. And Eric, thanks very much for your work on this. I know I've sent you on a fun adventure that I don't know if you anticipated, but I think this will be great. And some of the resources that we already have available to us is going to be good. The cool things is that I thought we were going to have to finance for the chapter advisor going to the mid-year conference that we were going to have to pay for. Thankfully, we don't. That is something that the national office is going to pick up. So that'll save us a couple hundred bucks in our budget, which is nice. So that's good. Eric, anything else?
Nope, no more.
All right, thank you. Matt Loffer, you happen to join us? Okay. Before I get to my report, I just want to let me go back to the conference. Hey, Mike, are you on, and would you like to give us any updates on what's going on?
I am on. I've got 2% left on my battery, Tom. I lost you earlier because of that. But everything's really good at the house. We've got the SAEs back in. You know, we've got 23 signed leases and 23 bodies, and more than 75% of them have paid so far. So everything's moving forward with the property, and the lights are on, guys. So everything's good on this end.
Great.
Thanks.
Thanks, Mike. We really appreciate that. Good stuff. Okay. My report, I got a couple of things that I want to update you on. Our rechartering effort and the reorganization, it's been on. We are now just waiting for, and I think we had talked about this in the last meeting, waiting for the administrative office and James Maloney and Brandon Belote to finish the submission to WVU. We were supposed to have it a week ago. It's been pushed back, and I'm trying to figure out when we'll have it. But once we do get that, it's going to be sent to Mike Turner. Mike Turner is going to deliver it to the Office of Greek Life. Just to let you know, the process at WVU, and we're trying to figure out if this is a good or a bad thing, the IFC actually has the vote, and they will review the submission that we make. We've asked for, I think we're going to get an in-person meeting with the IFC president, the Greek Life office, to review what our submission is and what our plans are to do. The way that I understand it is that I was told this. There's never been anything put in front of IFC that they haven't approved. So there's no reason to believe that us putting our submission in front of them is going to be anything but approved. So from that standpoint, I feel confident. And the guys down in Charlotte, what they're doing in terms of making submissions. So having the knowledge that it's a student-run process, they tailor-make the submissions for that specifically. So I'm optimistic that we're not going to have a problem. But obviously keep everyone posted once we do that. From there again, and simultaneously, we're going to be recruiting a chapter advisor. My preference is to have a faculty member, a tenured faculty member. And I've gotten a commitment from the Greek Life office that they're going to be with that search. They say that should not be a problem, and they're actually thankful that I asked them to be part of that selection process. So they're gonna spearhead that for us. Once we get everybody on board and we get the approval, then the time frame starts, and they actually go and start counting backwards, and they have a plan in place, and they just run the plan. I know we're gonna have at least four, maybe as many as eight expansion team members on the ground to recruit who we want, and we will have a very good active process and how we're who is being allowed to join. They're going to do the things that we have recommended in the strategic plan as far as laying out the obligations of membership and expectations. So we're in good shape there. Okay, homecoming. Just a quick update. Actually, the registrations are live. We've gotten a number of registrations open. I'm asking that each one of you go out there. If you are planning on being there, please register now. And it's going to be more important this year than ever to get a accurate count of who's going to be joining us, because as we talked about in the last meeting, we're having tailgate is going to be professionally catered. So as of right now, we're in conversation with Sean Janovich to provide the catering. I don't know if he can. He's gonna try to do it. He was very flattered that we asked that. So depending on what we expect and what he do and what we're able to afford and what he can do, then we'll use him. If not, we've got a backup. But we're gonna need a pretty accurate count soon. So, having said that, again, I want all of the regional leaders to send out an email sometime this week, and also follow that up on one of your Facebook pages and also social media, Twitter, Instagram, whatever you can do with your region to encourage people to go there and register for homecoming. Something simple, but make sure that you include the link to the webpage that's got the RSVP on it. You just simply copy and paste it in there. But we're under 2 months away from the event, and that may seem like a really far time, but it's not. Also, the hotel, they are sold out. That hotel is sold out. The only open rooms are the rooms that we have available to us in our block. So if people want to stay at the hotel, they need to go and book their room through the Holiday Inn. And I would make sure that all of your people understand that. For the board members, not just the regional leaders, I would like for you to each email several of your ERA people and convey the same message. We got to get registrations, and let's do it as soon as possible with the same message. I am also in, I've talked to the contact at the hotel in the last month. We are dancing around right now the schedule that they have for orientations for next spring in the month of April. But I want to get the Spring Alumni Weekend on the calendar as soon as possible, and we're going to start the block of rooms again like we did last year. So that will be done as soon as possible. The second,
hey, Tom, yes. If I could just interrupt real quick, where in the process of the national recruitment team being on campus in spring of 2018, am I correct about that?
Yes.
So they should be there and also available to be involved in Spring Alumni Weekend.
What I understand is it depends. I think they'll be there for a total of 8 weeks. There will be undergraduates at our Spring Alumni Weekend next year. Yes. They're an associate chapter ready to roll. So we will be participating with a group of students next spring, which should be exciting. I think that's a really cool thing.
So there, again, I don't mean to take you off of what you're talking about, but just, you know,
no, you're good.
After 3.9 decades of being a PiCap, it takes a minute to shove it through my brain. So we are anticipating having the associate chapter in place with full recruitment efforts complete by April of 2018.
That's correct. It might be complete. I don't think they're ever going to stop recruiting, but...
Oh, no, I understand that, but they're going to have a chapter with executive council and associate chapter membership and in place by the time summer rolls around, because I remember one of the huge, huge issues for us with that summer in between the 2 years of being an associate chapter was losing momentum.
Yeah.
Yes, I kind of thought that the associate chapter with the guys was going to be more in place in the fall of 2018, rolling into the spring rechartering. I didn't really realize we were going to have a summer to fight through.
Yeah, and what I understand, that's actually good for us. When I spoke with the expansion, the guys that are doing, James Maloney, who's doing the expansion, he's the head of expansion. The way we have it set up with 18 giving him a full year before we actually getting the charter back in the spring of 19, they are very excited about that. And they're confident that the summer is not going to deter anybody. So we're good. That's a good question. We'll get more on the timeline. Obviously, as we know, once WVU approves us, once we get that announced, we'll have a better timeline and everybody will have an understanding. But for our sake, we're going to have a group of undergraduates with us next spring. And I think that's really cool.
Excellent.
I want to also spend a little bit of time on the before I move to the next subject. Does anyone else have any questions regarding expansion and our plans? Okay. Talking about the ability experience, I want to transition into that. Basil Lyman and Andrew Matz, apologize, I probably butchered his name. We spent a long time talking about our opportunities, and we all recognize they've had nothing but incredible compliments for what we have tried to do to help support the Journey of Hope teams. And unofficially also the Build America team that spent a weekend here in my house in Nashville a couple weeks ago. They're so grateful for our efforts and for the contributions that we sent in, but recognize that we're going to do a lot better this year at coordinating certain activities. We will be looking to do one event, one ability volunteer experience in every single region that we've got this year. Charlotte, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, D.C., New York, Charleston, and also I committed to doing one here in Nashville on our behalf. So I'm going to be working with him to find those be something as simple as building a accessible ramp at somebody's home that is just out there in the community. It may be a build weekend where they go to a camp to help build a accessible playground. But that is what we are shooting for. That's what we're going to do. When we talk giving our members the opportunity to engage with the ability experience, I really want us to work on that. So just be on the lookout for that. I sent something to you guys about, there are several 5Ks. There's the Marine Marathon in DC. There are opportunities that were in there that if we had people that were so inclined, there are special needs people that want to be in the marathon that may be in a wheelchair that need to be pushed. And so they're looking for us to help them find and pair. So if we know somebody in the DC area that is maybe wanting to participate, we can match them up. I know there's a Brooklyn half marathon, and CJ Crawley is in DC and is a runner, actually is head of a running club. So I'm going to reach out to him and see if we can pair somebody up that way, which is going to be great. And the more we do for the ability experience, obviously that helps us with our submission next year for alumni chapter of the year. But I firmly believe that when we attract people to do things with the ability experience, it really will help us grow our membership. So I want to make sure we do that. Anybody have any questions or comments on that?
Tom, when we were up at Woodlands Foundation and the team was coming in and we were kind of hustling around to meet them all, I was talking with Hudson, who was the team leader for the North team coming through. And I had mentioned to him, we were talking back and forth, and I was sharing with him how different it was, you know, from back in my day being the first push administrator. And we were, you know, as a chapter, pushing a wheelchair for 100 miles and stuff like that. One guy came up to me, like tugged on my sleeve and said, "Did you actually know Tom Sayer?" Like, yeah, I actually went swimming with him in a creek outside his house in Hickory, North Carolina. So, yeah, they were like really, they didn't have the time, but they were really interested in the history, and that made it kind of special.
Yeah, the Build America team that was here had the opportunity to meet, and they were all blown away.
And did anybody watch the video that was put out about our teams arriving in Washington? Did anybody get a chance to see that video?
Yeah, I did.
If you did notice there, and I didn't realize this along the teams, we had a few paralyzed bikers who were participating in the Journey of Hope. And it actually showed them, you know, pulling up to the steps and being helped out and getting their bikes up on the. So I thought that was really cool as well. I didn't realize that we had disabled bikers on the trip as well.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. Good stuff. Anybody else? All right, great. I want to just go into, again, the fundraising initiative and what we're going to be doing. Again, I hate to hold back on this, but I want to use, once we get the approval from WVU, as the springboard for our next fundraising initiative. We got to raise about 25 grand. Everybody knows that. Jordan and Mike have been working together on his brick idea. But rather than doing it outside, Mike's actually got a wall inside that will work for this. So we're going to move forward with that. We're going to start researching where and Mike are going to work on where can we find the people that will do those bricks. How are we going to price them? Can we do larger ones for people that want to do more? But that's something that's gonna take place. So I thought that was really cool. I'm also working. I'm not ready to discuss it, but I'm working. I'm going to be working with Craig on a very special project. Patrick and I, 67 and I, are going to be talking to him hopefully in the next week or two about a special initiative that I have. We don't have a choice, guys. We have to get that money. We're going to have to get the contributions. We're going to have to get more people to more money. So just get ready. I'm preparing you now because each one of us is going to have to drive this. So just be ready for it. Any questions on that? Okay, great. 67, do you have anything on the 40th anniversary rechartering celebration that you want to report? We lose you. 67, are you on mute?
Yes, I did. Sorry. I'm just sitting here talking to my living room. Nobody's responding. I'm holding off on setting any time frames or really getting anybody fully engaged until we get a definite piece of information from our approvals and from the national office on when we can expect to be able to hold that event. And I also need to give it a couple of more months because it's going to be the spring of, hopefully by January of 2018, when the academic calendar is going to be set for the spring and fall of 2019. Because there's sometimes we have to stay away from in making plans, whether it be holidays or spring break or major university events or anything that's going on. We've got to make sure we've got the right place to do it. So we still have all the contacts in place, but I want to make sure we've got it.
Just so you know, I do know that April is that month. That's going to be the month for the recovery.
I know, and we were kind of hoping to possibly do it in like a February prior to first week of March event, but we need to get a good feel again from our expansion team as to whether that's going to work for their effort as well.
Right. Right.
So, yeah, April is rough, and then it would be great for the alumni to move into May, but not for the students.
No, it'll be. Again, it will be sometime in April when we get that all done, but it will be April. All right, let's just see here. Bear with me a second, guys. Just give me 2 seconds.
Hey, Tom, it's Craig. I snuck on the call about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, good. Great. I'm glad you're on.
Yeah, I'm sitting in the car with my son. We're driving home, so just wanted to let you know. Listen in.
Craig, it's 67. Do you actually have a home?
Have a home?
That's correct. Every time I hear from you or have conversation with you, you are in a car. So really what I'm thinking, well, is it possibly you're living in your car?
I'm a migrant. That's right. Carrick, say hi to Pat.
Hi.
Hello.
Good to have you with us. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, thanks. Carrick and I grabbed dinner and finished up at 6:30, so I've been listening ever since. So just wanted to say hi. Let's know I'm here.
Good. Thank you. I'm glad you joined us. Good to have you. And Patrick, like half an hour of your time in the next week or so, if you can spare it.
Yeah, of course I can. Like I told you in my email, things have gotten a whole lot better. So, all good.
Perfect. Excellent. Good to hear. All right. And let me just make sure I don't have anything else. I think that is it for me. Just continue, guys, to check your emails and respond to them as we're through. We really got to make sure we get the numbers for homecoming this year.
Hey, Tom, what is the cutoff date for registering for homecoming?
The drop-dead date? We don't have one, but we usually put it like the Monday or Tuesday before homecoming just to get numbers settled.
Okay, so we're going to well have gone through the Virginia Tech FedEx game by them, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're
so
good.
We can physically hand out printed invitations to the people who are coming to that game and invite them to come to homecoming and maybe give them a $5 coupon for registration. I don't know how many people are planning to be at that game. And how
there's
going
to be a lot.
That game may not have ever come to a game in Morgantown or getting new blood to come to that, but I'm just trying to think of a way to drum up business personally by being there because there's a lot of planning going into that FedEx Field game.
Yeah. Let's take that one offline and talk about it. But I don't think there's a reason we shouldn't consider that. But yeah, okay, good. All right. I don't think we
have... Tom.
Yes.
Hey, Tom, this is Craig. Can you do me a favor? Can you call me after the conference call is over?
My pleasure.
You have time?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, cool. Thanks. Back on mute.
Yep. All right. I don't think we have any old business. Is there any new business that needs to be discussed? Okay. I don't know what we do. All right. Now's the time. Anybody open floor for any members in good standing? Guys, now's your time. Anything you want to discuss that we haven't? Okay. All right. Going once, going twice. Okay, great. Guys, our next call will be Wednesday, September 13th. Same bat channel, same Uber conference, same number. I'll put out an agenda beforehand. Excellent. Anyone, can I have a motion to adjourn our meeting?
So moved.
By Patrick Farley. Second?
Second, Anthony Grayley.
Thank you, Twan. Without opposition, thanks, guys. We kept this to under an hour and got a lot of work done. Let me know if you need anything, and let's get to work. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
All right. See you guys.
See ya.